Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go, come on.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Ted Lyon. Wow. We made it another day. Alive, living in God's abundance. Breathing God's air, walking on God's earth. I want you to listen to this song one more time. what I want you to do, I want you to sing it wherever you are. Wherever you are, we're going to post a video in a day or so with me leading a whole church, leading a church, those that were there, singing that song and telling that stuff, bye-bye. And this is a good song, bye-bye. Spirit's up this morning and tell that stuff goodbye, all of it. You know what you need to tell bye-bye in your own life. I want you to listen to these words, okay? Work with me a little bit this morning in the name of Jesus.
Come on, everybody, get your feet heavy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, Captain Jehovah.
Jehovah. I trust.
In you. Oh, Lord, say it.
Oh, Lord. Jehovah, you.
I trust.
In you.
I believe. Say it. Everybody say it.
I believe you.
I trust.
Come on. You.
I don't think you got it yet. Come on. Come on. We trying to get something in your spirit this morning. Let's hit it one more time. Now, when the brother be saying bye-bye, you put it out there, bye-bye sickness, bye-bye pain, bye-bye poverty, bye-bye being broke, bye-bye being in lack, bye-bye, goodbye, good riddance, get out, go. Let's try it one more time. Get this in your spirit this morning. Let your spirit come alive to this.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
Get this in your spirit this morning. This morning. I don't know why, but this morning. You got to get, I want you to get up wherever you are. If you're driving or something, I realize that you cannot get up. So if you're driving or something and you're in the car by yourself, just shout it out. Tap your finger on the steering wheel. But this morning, come into agreement with the bye-bye, that stuff. It's got to go. It's got to go. One more time. Do I know what I'm doing? No, I don't. But I'm led of the Lord. He knows what he's doing.
Come on, everybody. Get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, Captain Jehovah.
I trust.
Look, stand up. Get up. Get up. Pick up your feet, clap your hands, do something in agreement.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, Captain Jehovah.
Jehovah,
I trust.
we're going to push our way through this morning. Step on the devil's head this morning, wherever you are. If you can't step on his head, tap your fingers, clap your hands. Goodbye. Let's go.
Come on, everybody. Get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
Push your way through this morning. Push your way through. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. So what if you ain't never done it like this before? A whole lot of things in God.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, catch it, Jehovah.
Su vida.
Clap your hands, oh ye people.
washed away, and I'm forgiven.
Clap your hands, baby.
Ye people, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Press your way through this morning, brothers and sisters. Press your way through.
Clap your hands,
baby.
Oh, I can find
you,
Lord.
Just living in a miracle, candles on my vehicle, 8 nights, gonna shine invincible, no longer be the visible, born through the struggle, keep on moving through all this hustle, head down through all of the bustle, New York City wanna flex your muscle, look so down, look so puzzled, heart around your fire through all the rubble,
bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from that at all, bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from that.
Drive on till tomorrow, wipe away your tears and your sorrow. Sunrise in the sky, like an arrow, no need to worry, no need to cry. Light up your mind, no longer be blind, him who searches will find. Leave your problems behind, you will shine like a fire in the sky. What's the reason we're alive? The reason we're alive.
Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all. Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
Father God, you teach our fingers to fight, our hands to war. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Clap your hands. In case you don't know it, the Bible says, teaches us rather, that praise goes up to God and worship brings God down to us. What I have asked you to enter into this morning is a spirit of praise. Just praising him. Clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. I had something to say, but it was not what it wasn't what God wanted me to say. So I had to praise my way out of that. In the name of Jesus. See, brothers and sisters, you got to know God for yourself. And because you come on this tail line, I got to make sure nothing spills over onto you. Because I know God love you. And see, in warfare, sometimes there are times when you don't need to talk. You just need to worship him and praise him. But we weren't in worship. This was no worship. Some of us don't know the difference yet between worship and praise. But some of us have petitions up to God, and we needed to praise him. call to just a little bit of ministering unto the Lord. Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord my God. So that's all I wanted you to enter into, magnifying God this morning with your own soul. See, warfare, it has many fronts. And one of them, brothers and sisters, is praise. So I don't have nothing else to say this morning. But I want you to praise God all the way off the air. And I'll see you tomorrow on the TED line. You got to believe. And there are times when you just have to praise your way through. Whatever you're going through this morning, I'm helping you. You'll understand it better by and by. Praise your way through this morning. In Jesus' name.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, take it, Jehovah.
brothers and sisters. See, when I confessed that, then God told me to go to Matthew 15:32. God is getting ready to give one of you a miracle of, let's see, what kind of miracle is this? Matthew 15:32. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, when should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few fishes, a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. Meaning, get yourself in a position of readiness, in a relaxed position, sitting. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came unto the coast of Magdala. God getting ready to give you. All you got to do right now is say, thank you, Jesus. God is getting ready to provide a miracle of provision for you. I was ready to go because all he told me was just praise me and just step on the devil's head. Clap your hands, which is all praise and warfare, if you didn't know that. So if you could believe this word, because here in Matthew 15:32, in Matthew 15 period, is where the bread was given to the Phoenician woman's daughter, the Canaanite woman. It's all about provision. It's all about God providing. So I thank you, Lord, this morning that you gave us a rhema word to somebody. Me. I take it. And he's going to do this supernaturally. It ain't going to be natural. Matthew 15:32. He's going to do it out of his compassion. And because he's going to honor that fast, he's not going to send you away. You've been petitioning him. The disciples could see their situation in the natural. Jesus wasn't concerned with it. He never lost focus. He never lost track. Jesus asked them, how many loaves do you have? So they had 7 loaves of bread and a few little fishes. Now, when I was on the mission field, if God had given me something like this, that would have been my sign to have a miracle fish fry. And that would have been my sign to tell the people to go out and fish today, because they were going to bring in a lot of fish and we were going to have a fish fry, fishing bananas, which was my favorite when I was in Honduras. So I'm going to tell you today, get ready. You did the work. You did clap your hands. You did pat your feet. You did step on the devil, didn't you? If you did that in simple obedience, you got a miracle coming. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. A miracle of provision. See, God used the simple things to confound the wise to get you in a position to receive what he got for you and me. And this morning, by faith, he wanted us to just say bye-bye to that hindering stuff. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Fear, you're not welcome here. Because faith and fear can't dwell in the same tabernacle. Wow. I love it. I'm loving it. Prepare yourself for a miracle of provision based on Matthew chapter 15, verses 32 to 39. God wants you to do one thing, believe. Get rid of any negativity, doubt, and unbelief, and believe this morning. You never know what's going to happen on the deadline. I thought it was through. See you tomorrow.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, catch it, Jehovah.
Jehovah.
I trust.
I trust you.
thank you this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you.